come alive, come alive in my body. Dream, come alive.
Hey there, this is Molly Patrick from Clean Food Dirty Girl, and you're listening to episode 20 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. 20 episodes. What? How in the world did that happen? I feel like I just started doing this, and I just love it. Oh my gosh, I'm just going to keep doing it because it's fantastic. I love connecting with you in this way, and I always say that, and I'm going to always say that because it's true. So yeah, 20 episodes. Hooray. Here we go. Today, I talked to someone from our community. Her name is Sam, and we had a delightful conversation about her plant-based journey. And it really was just a solid whole food plant-based talk. It was fantastic. She's been in our community for a long time. And I saw her post in the Facebook group a while back. And I was like, you know, it is time that I talk to this woman because I've seen her posts a lot. I've seen her around. She's familiar to me. I know that she's been a subscriber to our meal plans for a long time, and it is time that I've had a talk with her. So I asked her, and she said yes. So we chatted, and it's so cool. I think you're going to get a lot of inspiration from her. She had a primary care physician who recommended that she look into a whole food plant-based diet because Sam had some weight to release and she wanted to kind of get her health under control. And so her doctor actually was like, hey, check out a whole food plant-based diet. Check out eating plants. Could help you, which is so rare, first of all, because it's very... Yeah, it's unusual that your doctor will give you the clue that plants can help with things. But that's what happened with Sam. And so Sam checked it out and she did some research. And then a couple months later, she found us and started following our meal plans. And she released the weight that she had to release. And she has kept it off for 5 years, which is amazing. And not uncommon. It's not uncommon that I hear that with people in our community doing that. And it's really cool because our talk is not a talk about weight loss. It's a talk about health. It's not a talk about cutting stuff out. It's a talk about adding stuff in. It's just a really awesome reminder about how eating plants can change people's lives. And we talk about Sam's husband, who was a big meat and dairy lover and who has also transitioned with her, just so cool. And she has kids and she talks about being a plant-based mom and she has a lot of good tips about, you know, having plant-based kids and how she does that. Thought it was just really good practical advice. So there's some of that in there. And mainly we just talk about, releasing the weight was awesome, but we talk about how she feels, how much energy she has, the zing that she has for life. We also talk about other people and how other people sort of their opinions when people in their life kind of go plant-based and the opinions that other people can have and how to kind of navigate that. I think it was just a really solid talk. And I'm going to tell you a little backstory about this talk just because I love talking about human imperfection. So we had scheduled this talk and it was for a Friday. And on a Thursday, the Thursday before our talk, I went to get my booster shot for COVID. My COVID vaccine booster. And it knocked me flat on my ass. And I was in bed the next day, just felt like shit. And I don't have a lot of appointments on my calendar. I don't talk to a lot of people. I'm not talking to a lot of people right now. And so I didn't even look at my calendar. I didn't even think about it. I slept through my talk with Sam. And when I woke up, This was like, I don't know, at noon or something. And I kind of moved to the couch and I checked my email. And I had an email. I just glanced at my email on my phone. And I saw an email that said, oh, Sam has joined your Zoom call. And I was like, oh, shit. No, I can't believe I forgot. Like, I just straight up forgot. I didn't even, like, oh, hey, I'm not feeling well. Can we reschedule? No, there was none of that. She got on the call and I was not there. Oh, man. So I messaged our office manager, Stephanie. I said, Steph, can you please email Sam and let her know? And then I emailed her, I think, the next day when I felt better. And she was gracious enough to reschedule. And then we had an awesome talk and it all turned out. But I tell you this story as a reminder that we all have our days, my friends. We all have our moments and we all have human brains. A human brain is inside our heads and sometimes we don't feel good and we sleep through appointments that we have created. And it happens, and it's, oh, I did feel bad, though. But, you know, I was able to, you know, I mean, shit happens. It happens to the best of us. I understand. It happens to me. And so just know that if you are in a similar situation right now where you just, like, dropped the ball on something, don't beat yourself up. It's okay. It happens. We're human. People will usually understand. If they don't, then not much you can do about it. So you just kind of got to let that go, right? And know that everybody does it. And Sam, if you're listening, thank you for rescheduling and giving me a second chance. I really appreciate it because I knew I really wanted to talk to you. And I was right. We had a fantastic talk. So enjoy this talk with me and Sam. Okay, so here we go. So, do you go by Sam or Samantha, first of
Sam.
All?
Sam.
Okay, mm-hmm. Sam. So I have Sam with me, and we're here to talk about her plant story. So Sam, thanks for doing this. I know that you've been in our community for a while, and I know that you eat plants, and I know that you've had some pretty big changes in part because of it. So I want to dive in and talk about it.
Yeah. So I have been a member of the Facebook group in the meal plans since August of 2017. So it has been a while, almost 5 years now. So I had my second child in April of 2017. And, you know, our family felt complete. And I don't, you know, and at the time my other son was about 17 months old and I just felt like, okay, now I have to address, you know, the thing I didn't want to address was that my health was affecting the kind of mother that I wanted to be. So I had been putting off going to the PCP for years because as many people listening who are overweight or obese, they know that weight comes up. I mean, you know, it almost feels like no matter what your ailment is, like your weight comes up. And some days you're just not ready to have that conversation. You're like, this is complicated and I don't want to talk about it right now. So I was avoiding the PCP for a long time and I decided to go. And I went there knowing absolutely nothing about plant-based eating. Of course I knew that vegans existed. Of course I knew that, but I knew almost nothing else. And I had never considered that an avenue for myself. So at the time of the appointment, I was a little over 230 pounds and I'm only 5'2". I'm pretty short. So I was obese and definitely letting it affect the quality of my life and, you know, how much I could run around with my kid, you know, my one son at the time. And it was a new PCP to me. I'd never been to her before. And she asked me, you know, what my concerns were. And I was honest about being concerned about my health. And she said, well, have you heard about going whole food plant-based? I had never heard the term before. Didn't know anything. And she started breaking it down for me. And it seemed, you know, sort of impossible, right? It was nothing I had ever considered. And she gave me homework. I remember some printouts with websites of information. I remember the documentary, I think it's called Forks Over Knives. Mm-hmm. And so I went home and I had the resources she gave me. And her name is Dr. Uma Purigala. If anyone's in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area, she's amazing. And so I did my homework and I was like, I'm going to give it a shot. I've been yo-yo dieting my entire life, you know, since puberty. And, you know, it's never been something consistent in my life. So I'm going to try this. And so I just went in full steam ahead, cold turkey. Like I got, you know, I finished the homework and I threw away everything in my house. My husband was stressed, you know, he was like, what? All of our food. And it showed how unhealthy our pantry was, because by the time I got rid of everything that was just, you know, whole grains and fruits and vegetables in beans, we had almost nothing in our kitchen. I mean, very minimal. So I committed myself to that and I found your meal plans a couple of months later. The first 2 months I was kind of going on my own and it was really challenging and difficult. And I had almost no knowledge of how to cook that way. And a lot of the recipes I was finding were not necessarily healthy plant-based all of the time, or they were like really, really pasta heavy all the time. And so, which is great. And I love pasta, but I needed help. It was, so I started your meal plans in August of 17 and we've been subscribers since. And I'm now, just under 150 pounds and I've kept it. And the big thing is that I've kept it off, you know, I've lost weight before and I've gained it back, but it's, you know, almost 5 years later and I'm still, you know, thriving and it's really changed my life, honestly.
Awesome. Wow. That's so cool. So PCP is, primary care physician, right? That's for anybody who doesn't know that term, but how lucky were you to stumble upon a physician who just offered you that information? That's very rare to have happen, first of all.
Yeah, it was luck. If I had gone to another physician that would maybe have given me similar advice of cut your portions down and snack between meals or all of the standard sort of things we hear, I have no doubt in my mind I would not be in this place today. I probably would have given my diet another, you know, real effort and then gone back up because it was never a lifestyle. It was just, oh, I'm cutting this, I'm cutting back to get down to this. And then I would reach the goal and feel like, okay, now. And so I'm convinced that if I had gone to another primary care physician, because it's so rare for them to just offer up that information about plant-based eating, that I would be stuck in that same rut that I was in 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? It's like, this is available to us, but you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. And when you go to your doctor looking for advice, you know, health advice, it is very rare to get this type of advice. So it was obviously meant to be for you. So kudos to you for picking the right one and for that fantastic doctor for just opening the door to this, because that's the other thing, right? People can hear about this and they have the invitation, but then it's a change. It's and like you said, you know, I really like how you put it. In the past, you had worked on cutting stuff out, right? It was an emphasis on, okay, I can't have this. I'm not having this. And as you know now, doing this for so many years, this is all about really adding in and not cutting out. Like at first, I think when people have, before they go through this transition, it is like, okay, well, I can't have meat. I can't have dairy, which is not true because anybody can, right? But when you follow this way of eating, you choose not to have meat or dairy or processed foods. And that might be the emphasis in the beginning. But then as you know, you start eating the stuff and you realize, and I don't know if this was the same for you, but for a lot of people, for me too, when I started focusing on like whole plant foods, it's like, oh, the stuff I was adding in was so much more than the stuff I was no longer eating.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's instead of, like you said, cutting, it's just, you're adding a lot more healthy things than you were. So like, you're not hungry. It's just, you're filling your hunger with things that are better for your body. And so that's been huge. And I never feel I never feel like I can't, because like you said, you have that choice. So anytime, you know, I'm at some kind of social gathering, it's not, I don't feel like I'm limiting myself. I just feel like I'm making a choice that empowers me and my body. And when I'm making those choices, you know, for my children, I, the same thing. I don't feel like I'm, you know, cutting them off from, you know, the hamburger or whatever. I just feel like I'm putting other things in their bellies, and it's just different, but healthy and good. And I also have to say, when you are making such a massive change, there's a lot of times, and I know people in the Facebook group, they talk about this and ask for advice, and you've written blog posts about this. People have a lot of questions and they expect you to be a dietitian all of a sudden, and you have to vouch for, you know, the choices you're making, or you feel that pressure. But it was really nice to say, you know, well, they'd say like, well, where did this come from? And my doctor, you know, like what better answer did I have to that? You know, my doctor suggested it. And then it was kind of that, you know, the onus wasn't on me to sort of defend it. So
that's so that true. Because nice. People hear doctor and then they let it go. They're like, okay, yes. Well, fine. Right. Yeah. I know what you mean. It's so crazy. So let's talk about that. I want to talk about a couple of things. The first thing is, had you done diets in the past and then lost weight and then gained it back? Like, was that something that you did in the past many times?
Oh yeah, definitely. I don't know if this is the case for a lot of people who have yo-yo dieted, but I can almost remember, or maybe this is something obsessive in my mind, but if you tell me a year, I can give you a ballpark of what my weight was that year. Like, oh, you know, I was a senior in college. I was, you know, about 160 pounds. So yes, I had gained and lost 40 to 50 pounds over and over again. From the time I was, the first time I did it successfully, I was 16, and, you know, gained in college, then lost in college, and then gained back in college and after. So I mean, many, many times.
Yeah.
Yes.
So having this be then your, you know, weight that you are now, and having that feeling really good for you, and having that be consistent for 5 years, I mean, that's a pretty big thing, because that's, you know, when people are losing weight, it's like, I think that's the goal, right? They want to be this healthy weight, but then just not have to lose the weight again. Right. And just stay maintained. So can you talk a little bit how that has, I don't know, like how that has felt in your life and kind of what you've been able to do like because of that? And the, I guess it frees up energy that you're not thinking about your weight. And like, have you been able to direct that energy to other areas of your life?
Yeah, absolutely. So the thing about, you know, this choice to go whole food plant-based is that it was the first time where, of course, weight was a factor because I wanted to be healthy and I was very overweight, but it was more about like, I wanted not just weight healthy. I just wanted to be healthy. I wanted to be putting good things in my body that were going to allow me to live a long and mobile life. And I wanted to be strong. Like there was this more emphasis on like strength inside. And so it became less about a number, and it made, you know, once I got to the goal weight, it wasn't like this is over. It was just, this is my life now. I'm not cutting anything out, right? So there was nothing sneaking back in because nothing had left. And so I just kept eating the way that I always have, and I kept moving my body. Some of the things that this has allowed me to do is to be more active. I mean, it's hard at first if you aren't used to exercise to get into that. I can just focus on, I don't have to look at calories on anything. I remember in all of my dieting, and I can still to this day, if you're like, how many calories are in a slice of provolone cheese? Like I can tell you, because that's how often it was just a part of, you know, my daily math that was going on in my brain. And so I don't have to think about that. I'm just like, is it a fruit? Is it a vegetable? Is it a grain? Is it processed? And like, that's it. And it's such an easy check or not check it to know whether or not I should put it in my body. And the thinking is gone. And now that I'm 5 years in, even with the meal plans, when you cook the meal plans enough, when you're even doing things on the fly, you become better at cooking whole food plant-based just on your own. Like if you have to whip a snack up or something, you have enough experience when you're doing the meal plans to throw things together that you would have never been able to do before you started that journey.
Yeah.
And so totally. I just feel like I can just do it. I don't know. I don't have to think about any of it.
Yeah. 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 It's very freeing to take that sort of that thinking bit out of it. I know exactly what you're saying. I mean, it's like all of this energy all of a sudden that you have, that you're no longer focusing on calories or calculating, or, you know, it frees up. It's like you just don't have that mind fuck anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm like constantly obsessing over it. And like you said, it's so easy. Like, is it a vegetable, a fruit, a whole grain, a bean or a legume, a nut or a seed? Like, if it's not, then okay, like it's a no, right? Mm-hmm. And it comes from such an empowered place, because you're doing this for your body, because you're fueling your body. Like, it's a completely different energy than, oh, well, I can't have that because I shouldn't. It's like, oh, I'm not having that because I would much rather have this instead. That's going to energize me. So it's a completely different space to be in. And I think it's a really empowering space. So thank you for highlighting that.
Yeah. And when you're counting a calorie, it became, well, can I fit this into my calorie budget, and not, is it good for my body? It was just like, can this fit under the threshold where I would lose weight, and not, is it good for me? Because I could eat a lollipop or I could have one brownie, right? Or, you know, and that's how it would always sneak back up, because it was always not about the quality, just the count. And it's not feasible long-term.
Yeah. And that's not how the human body works. Like, we don't thrive because of calories alone. So yeah, it makes sense. So your kids and your husband, have they been along on this ride with you? And how's that been?
Yeah. So for the first few months, it was, just me 100%. I think my husband was waiting to see if this fad was going to, you know, it was going to fade away, and I was going to start back to my old ways of eating. And then when a few months in, when he realized I was really committed, he was like, okay, yeah, I can do this with you, which I so appreciate. And I can't even talk about it that long, because I'll start crying, because he was like the biggest meat and dairy eater, but he gave it all up. He was like, if this is going to help you stick to it, and if it's better for me, then like, let's do it. And so that was a huge shift for him, but he did it. And then the boys, I waited a little bit longer, only because I had more homework to do. Like, when you have a baby, there's certain like fat content they have to get and things like that. So after meeting with the pediatrician and making it clear that I was passionate about the choices I was making, they set me up with a nutritionist to get, you know, my son, when he started his solids, to, beef up his almond milk. I would blend hemp seeds into the almond milk to get the fat content where it needed to be and things like that. So my husband is 95% compliant. On his birthday, he still gets a plate of chicken tenders with ranch dressing. That's like his big thing. And then my kids, I say that they are vegan at home and vegetarian on the streets. Like, that's just our thing, because there's sometimes pizza parties at school and little things that I've thought, well, if I want them to do this long term, I want them to feel a little bit of ownership over their choices too. And so there will be some times when dairy is offered where my sons will say no, because they'd like to make healthy choices. And there's sometimes when they're at a birthday party and there's something, then they decide to have it. And vegetarian, like cheese pizza, I just think I guess I'll find out in 10 years when they break down my parenting skills, but I hope that by giving them a little bit of ownership there in their decision-making, as far as like the cheese and things like that at social events, that it'll lead to them, you know, buying in completely on their own too.
Yeah. I think that's very, it's a very pragmatic and realistic way to come to it. I think that always, like, you got to give people room. Even, you know, whether they're 39 or 9, you know, giving people that space and that room to make their own choices, I think is always sounds like you're a really good mom. It's a really good choice.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So did your husband, and that's so cool that he decided to do this with you. Mm-hmm. Has he experienced any changes in his health, his body, his mindset? stuff like that.
Yeah. Very similar to me. He didn't have quite as much to lose because he was always, even though his diet was absolutely awful, he was always really active. He's a volleyball coach. And so he always kept his physical activity up. So he was, when we started, probably about 245 pounds. He now maintains around 210, 215. And again, with not much effort, he just eats and he exercises, you know, keeps it moving. And so he appreciates the fact that, and again, it's that mindset of, and he didn't yo-yo diet. That was never a thing for him, but he appreciates that it's just about feeling good and making healthy choices for long-term future. And so it just makes a lot of sense to him. And he doesn't miss it. People ask us a lot of the time. And of course, like, you know, family had a lot of questions and family found us to be quite a pain in the butt at the beginning at, like, you know, family social events. You know, grandmas are like, I don't know what the hell to cook you. We're like, it's fine. Like, we'll bring something. So other than like the hurdles of social, like that's the hardest part. The hardest part has just been, I don't mean this to sound rude, but the hardest part of this entire journey has just been other people, because there's so many like societal things that occur around food and, you know, people feeling judged if you're not eating what they're eating and things like that. Mm. So I went off topic of what the original question is, but, yeah, he really enjoys it and he likes to make, you know, smoothies in the morning and, you know, exercise every morning. And this has just become a part of his life too. It's not something he has to think about or, and he doesn't feel like he's really missing out except for, you know, those chicken tenders from Chili's on his birthday every year.
Yeah. No, but you do bring up a good point with the other people, because I think that you're right. I mean, once we get kind of on board for ourselves, then we're in that flow, we're feeling good. And then there's like what everybody else thinks about it. And, you know, that can definitely be a challenge, especially in the beginning, because I think that you're kind of, first of all, just getting your footing with what you're doing for yourself. And then you kind of figure out, okay, well, how do I want to address this? How do I want to communicate about this? What do I want to share about this? And I think it takes a minute to find that balance of, like, you know, not feeling judged, right? Mm-hmm. And allowing people to have their opinions, but also, you know, communicating your decision in a way that makes sense for you. So I think that can be like tricky to navigate. So I am glad that you brought that up. And for you, that was sort of the hardest, like, sort of hurdle with this change, would you say?
Yes, definitely. It's because you have to, other people will want to find your wiggle room for you when you should establish your wiggle room, right? Mm-hmm, so you have to really be firm, and that's hard a lot of the time. You know, on Christmas, when, you know, an entire meal that's maybe a traditional meal doesn't fit, and you have to just kind of stick to your guns and say, we're going to bring something. And if you have vegetables that are like in oil, you know, instead of butter, because on holidays we try not to do oil, but like, we'll let it slide. Grandma wants to do oil. You know, if you can do these small things like that, that would be great. But you have to be really confident in your decisions, which is hard when you feel like you're still learning a lot at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And they often will want like the medical science that you're like, I didn't memorize, you know, the book. I didn't memorize How Not to Die. I just read it. Like, I'm sorry, I can't. So I guess that's really, really hard. And you have to also do it. You have to be firm, but also do it in a way where you're not making them feel judged. This is for me, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't eat that. It's just very hard because people's feelings seem to be either hurt or people are offended, or even though that's not what you're meaning to do, they feel like, okay, well, what's wrong with what I'm doing? You're like, I'm not saying that there's any, this is what I do. So, that can be really challenging, but I have found that the best antidote to all of that is when you are consistent and stick with it and they see how much healthier you are. And then they don't really have shit to say because they're like, well, damn, it's been almost 5 years and this is you now. So what, you know, what could you possibly say that's going to refute the glaring evidence right in front of you that, you know, we're healthy and strong?
Yeah. Yeah. And this isn't a phase or, you know, whatever. I think that's so true. And then eventually they might be like, hey, I kind of want a little bit of what you have. What are you doing again? What
is it again? Yes, exactly. All the time. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. So good. And we just lead by example. Like that's what we do, right? We just lead by example and focus on what we're doing and for the reasons that are important to us. But I really like what you said. People will find your wiggle room and unless you really establish your boundaries and are very strong about that. And I think that that is so true. And it's so funny, you know, when before you were eating this way, I bet nobody asked you about nutrition and nobody wanted to know about, right? But it's like all of a sudden when we eat plant-based, we're expected to know everything about nutrition and we're expected to, you know, yeah, everybody wants us to be a dietitian once we change over or other people are, and they're going to tell us all about it too.
Right? Yes.
So, it's usually how yep. it goes.
Yes, yeah. Correct. Mm-hmm. There's awesome. An established pattern that I think most of the people in the Facebook group and meal plan subscribers would be like, yes, that's, yeah, we have all boxes to check when it comes to that. Yeah.
Yeah, it is a pattern. Definitely. So let's talk about meal plans. What are some of your favorite recipes of ours and meal plans from ours?
Oh, okay. Well, I just did Greek week again, except for this time we did the simple one. The first time around we did the gourmet and that was nice. So instead of, for example, the lasagna bake, it was like the layers, we just put them in a bowl, you know, so that was really good. So that's one of my all time faves. This might be from back in 2017 because I have it printed out. So I don't know. I don't know how old this one is, but my kids and us, the tofu with the peanut sauce in the iceberg lettuce wraps or the romaine lettuce wraps or whatever. That's a big one we go back to a lot. Tofu scramble. That's happened, you know, in quite a few meal plans. So I don't know which one that exactly that is. Any tofu sausage, any version of tofu, Italian, whatever, it doesn't matter, chorizo, so any tofu sausage, my family goes absolutely crazy for that. And
well, let's talk about that. What I want to ask, like, yeah, there's so many, right? There's so many. For people who are new to this and they're like, okay, this sounds all really good, but like, what exactly do you eat? If they're like brand new, can you run down like a basic day, like breakfast, lunch, dinner for you and your kids? What does it look like?
Yeah. Okay. So, breakfast this morning, my kids had the lemon poppy seed muffins because I actually made them a couple days ago because someone posted about them in the group and I somehow missed them, didn't know they existed or whatever. And then they had apple slices. So that was a typical breakfast for them. And then for my breakfast, for me, I had oatmeal, a really small portion. I've been finding that I'm not super hungry in the mornings. Sometimes some mornings I skip, other mornings I have really small bits of oatmeal or I have a banana, nothing earth shattering. I will say that I've never been a coffee drinker. And I know that's a big hurdle for a lot of people, the like types of creamer. So I have no advice to offer there. I'm so sorry. But I know that that's something a lot of people struggle with. And then lunches, often leftovers. But if I don't have leftovers, I will make, this is like one of my go-tos, but I'll do a salad and I'll do a can of white beans and I'll just cook it in Italian seasonings and garlic. And I'll put that on a salad with like a low fat, either vinaigrette, if I have leftover vinaigrette from one of the meal plans, or just like an Italian, you know, vinaigrette or something like that. And baked potatoes with cashew cheese and spinach. That's a big go-to for me for lunches, bean tacos, fast, easy stuff, oatmeal. Oatmeal is pretty common. Sometimes I do a plate where I do hummus. I make hummus, you know, on Sunday night, and then I'll have hummus for the whole week and I'll make a plate that's like several different vegetables and some tortilla chips and some grapes on a plate with hummus. Those are some lunches. My kids' lunches, do a lot of fruit. I do kids love peanut butter and jelly. Give the people what they want. We'll do a whole grain bread or whatever, but peanut butter and jelly. I will use a thermos and put leftover. They're really into like any chili and soup or pasta. So if we have leftovers of that from meal plans, I can put that in a thermos. That's pretty common. And a big one for like snacks with kids is the Lara bars. I don't know if you've had the Lara bars, but they don't have any oil, and that's rare in, you know, snack bar stuff. So
yeah, my kids have three ingredients or something.
Yeah, it's nice, and they're really yummy. So we'll get different flavors of that, and lots of fruit for the kids, and they'll snack on nuts. They'll both eat, and this is what I want to stress with kids. And get to that in a second, but they'll both eat, you know, a salad for lunch in a Tupperware container. And so I have found like if our children don't like something, it's almost always because we haven't exposed them to it. Like our kids won't eat raw mushrooms, and it's because we happen to not like raw mushrooms. Mm-hmm. And we're like, well, why won't you try it when someone has it out? And we're like, wait a second, we've literally never offered them that. So this makes sense. But with the meals and with kids, because I think a lot of people struggle when they have children, is, you know, those initial meal times at first, they're not always, everyone's not happily eating from their plate, right? You know, they're little kids, they have sensitive palates. And I have found that if you just keep introducing it, you don't make a big deal, you don't make them clean their plate or get mad, but if you just keep, you know, maybe they weren't crazy about the lentils that time. But then by the fifth time that lentils are on their plate, they like lentils. Like if you just make them eat a little bit each time. So I don't know. I think, did I cover lunches?
Yeah. Breakfast? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So many things to choose from. It's so easy. Isn't it easy?
I mean, it really is.
Yeah. And when you first started, like when you think back to when you first made this transition and you felt like in the beginning, like, okay, a little bit overwhelmed or whatever. Like, and now you see your life and it's like food now is just food and you don't have to think about it and you don't have to do it. Like, what would you tell somebody who's at that beginning point where you were, like right in the beginning, what would you tell them now having these 5 years of experience doing this?
I would tell them, one, that it's absolutely worth it. So the growing pains at the beginning, to push through them because it's worth it. And I would also tell them that the learning that they're doing right now is learning that they did when they were a small child, but just for a different diet, you know? And so it feels brand new and it feels like you're going up this mountain, but it's just that, you know, you might have 3 or 4 or 5 decades of experience with another type of eating. So you can't expect to really get right. I mean, you're being too hard on yourself if it's not challenging in the beginning. Like you can't expect yourself to immediately get it because you have all of these years of preparing and thinking about your food in a completely different way. So to be gracious with yourself and understand that if you're really confused or feeling overwhelmed or, you know, not sure, you know, you're thinking and you're just blanking because you can't think of something to put together for lunch, that's normal because for so many years you had this like Rolodex of meals in your mind that you've been eating for, you know, the last 30 years. And so you don't have that to fall back on, but you're building a new list, and it won't take long before your new list replaces the old list. And when you think of the things you want to eat, it's almost like when you're learning a new language and you stop thinking in your own language and translating in your mind, like you start thinking in the new language. So now it's not, oh, I would really like, I don't know, an omelet. How can I do that vegan? It's just, oh, I'd like a tofu scramble, right? The omelet, that's not even a thing anymore in your head. Mm-hmm. You're not translating it anymore. So to stick with it, that it'll take a little bit of time and to expect that, but it'll be worth it in the end.
Great. That's a great analogy. Like you're learning a new language. It's so true. And it's fantastic advice. So thank you. Thank you for all of this. This has been so much fun.
Thanks for having me.
You are fantastic. And I'm so happy to have you in our community and to hear a little bit more about your story. I've seen your posts often and I was like, you know, I need to talk to this woman. It's time that I talk to Sam. So thank you for doing it. And I really appreciate just sharing your story and all your great bits of advice and parenting advice. You sound like an awesome mom. So
thank you.
Keep up the awesome work and thank you. Thank you again.
Yeah. And thank you. Cause I don't know where I'd be without the meal, you know, I would be searching around and, you know, I think I'd find my way, but the meal plans make my life so much easier. So I thank you. It provides me with and my family, the health and the time that we need to be the best version of ourselves. So thanks.
Oh, so good. Yes. It's our pleasure. We love doing it and we love having you. And it was so nice to meet you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love it if you could rate and review it. That would mean a lot. And if you want to learn more about our whole food plant-based meal plans, head on over to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and check them out. You can also pick up a ton of plant-based recipes and resources and get inspired to celebrate human imperfection, because none of us are perfect. None of us, promise. And isn't that a relief? Oh my gosh. Okay, have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you again soon. Dream.